The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
So we will wrap up this Monday edition of the show the way I started it, and thinking about how Friday started what was a very interesting weekend. Because, you know, we had the show on Friday morning. We were talking, and even Sam prior to that on Wednesday and Thursday when I was out. But on Friday with John Bacon, we were talking about what's next for the Michigan hockey program. And the talk was there will be some sort of an announcement about Mel Pearson's fate on Friday. And we found that out Friday afternoon that he was being dismissed as the Michigan hockey coach. And then, of course, we went through the weekend. Then on Saturday, it was a lot of armchair quarterbacking of the whole situation, talking about whether it's, you know, how administrators handled the whole thing, or, you know, just talking about Mel or who should be the next coach, all those different things. That was Saturday, right? Rumors, reports, and all kinds of different things that social media was moving fast and furious on Saturday when it came to Michigan hockey. And then yesterday came to fruition. We expected a fairly quick resolution as to what the leadership structure would look like for Michigan hockey this season. And that happened yesterday when it was announced that Brandon Nerado would be promoted from assistant coach to interim head coach. So Brandon, who had been here for just 1 year on Mel's staff, prior to that 3 years in the Red Wings organization in player development, working with the Wings and the Griffins and their staffs on player development. He's done other work in hockey development prior to that. He's got great experience in hockey development. And that's something that Scott and I were talking about in the last segment. That is a real bonus for this team. You have that much kind of player development. You expect the players to be really good, right? You expect them to learn new things about their skills and to add more skills to what they have. And it also, if Brandon has a really good year and he is promoted to, and you drop the interim tag and he becomes the head coach, then the experience, you know, and his skill of talent development is going to be that much more important because he's going to be here for the long term. Obviously, in the short term, it's an important thing for this team, you know, but because he's in the middle of a season-long audition, because starting August 7th, yesterday, when he's announced as the interim coach, you've got August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March. That's 8 months, and maybe April, that's 9 months. That's your audition. And at that point in time, is it an open national search, or has enough been shown locally that you should just take the interim tag off of them? Now, we are rooting for that to be the case, not because I'm picking who I want to have as the next hockey coach, as much as if Michigan hockey is really good this year, that's fun. And that's what we want. We want Michigan hockey to be really good. They've got a lot of really good players on the team. There's a lot of talent on that team. There's a Hobie Baker candidate on that team. You've got really good goaltending, right? You've got really good players at all three levels, goaltending, defense, and at the forwards. So you'd love to see them have a really good season, because then it's a lot of fun, and we like to support them. So all that comes together, and if that happens, then, yeah, it could end up being Brandon's job for the foreseeable future. And the stat that was posted last night, and it's a really interesting stat, and this was posted by Drew Van Dries, who's a former Michigan hockey manager. He tweeted this last night. Brandon Nerado is the 10th person to be named head coach in the history of Michigan hockey. Ages of the 10 at the time they were hired or appointed head coach, 30, 36, 32, 32, 36, 37, 36, and then 44, which was Red Berenson, 58, which is Mel Pearson, and now 37, which is Brandon Nerado. So it's actually, we're closer in line with the history of Michigan hockey and the age of the coach. Maybe not with the experience, but with the age of the coach. And we'll see. And it's a real test for him, right? He's going to be tested throughout this season, not just on the ice and how the players look and what the team looks like, but also all the off the ice stuff. How's the locker room handled? What's his decision on an assistant coach? When it comes to all the things that you don't know about when you become a head coach, you haven't done yet. That's all part of the audition. And I hope he passes this audition with flying colors. You heard Scott talk about it. Nerado was here when he covered the hockey team. All accounts, a terrific guy. A really smart hockey coach. And so if he's good at this job, he'd be in it here for a long time. That's great for Michigan hockey too. So I'm excited for him. Obviously not excited at all or thrilled to have had these conversations or how we all got here over the last 8 or 9 months. You know, or really since late January when the first findings were released by MLive, but here we are. This is where things are. So we talked this morning to Connor about it in the 8 o'clock hour. It was great to have a chance to talk to Connor, Connor Eargood, who's the beat reporter for Michigan Hockey for the Michigan Daily. Talked to Scott Bell about it. And we're going to continue to talk about it, including tomorrow with John Eubank, Eric Adelson, and more here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.